Hey Brady, it's Rachel, the fucking new bitch. Well, you know, after last night and all the time we spent together and what happened last night, I think you know what's about to happen. I just can't do it anymore. I was so excited. I mean, you're such a cool person. We had such a great time, and then one thing led to another. As you know, and you did all the right things, and then you took off your pants, and it was so sad. And then all the doubt I had about all the girls of the past, all your exes, just being dramatic or being size queens, I realized they weren't wrong. Brady, it's so fucking sad. Like, I thought you were lying when you talked about the sizes. Like, there's no way it could be that small. But then, it wasn't even hard yet. And I was like, remembering that time you told me about Gabby. Or you told me about all your exes and how they broke up with you because it's only 3 inches erect. That's so fucking sad. So, Gabby, Lindy, Allison, Angela, even Jennifer, you can't blame them. You can't even call them size queens. They were not size queens. They just wanted something that was useful, not a pathetic little prick. Like a little thumb, less than a thumb. So fucking small. What did they even say when you pulled it out? You never told me that. What did Gabby say when you tried to fuck her with it? Did she laugh? What about Lindy? Did she laugh? Did she say no? Did Allison make you become a sissy for her? Or did she just dump you? Honestly, they had every reason and every right to dump you for that, because it's so fucking sad. And why should any girl have to suffer through that, knowing that basically sex is going to be pointless and almost clumsy and embarrassing? Like, you should probably do whatever the fuck you can to make it bigger, because this is just going to keep happening to you again and again. So you can add my name to the list: Rachel, Gabby, Lindy, Allison, Angela, Jennifer, Rachel. All dumped you because your dick is so fucking small and it sucks.